at him. He has to do that.
Welcome back. It's The Drive with Matthew, Jimmy, and Chuck.
What?
On ESPN Sports Radio, 1392.5. Brought to you by Dan Cummins in Paris and Georgetown on 1980 Tuesday.
80 Tuesday.
Yeah. 1980 Tuesday.
Thank you. That's the way you say it.
Okay.
1980 Tuesday. That doesn't mean anything.
And more emphasis on the two.
W-N Tuesday.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Stop. Emilio's on the line. I don't want to keep him waiting with this stuff.
Greetings, gentlemen.
Hi, Emilio.
I didn't know if you had addressed me yet or not. I was busy moonwalking, and I figured I'd jump in when I had the
video, please. Video, please. No, I hadn't actually introduced you as Emilio San Martin, our great and loyal friend down in Florida. Some call him the Cuban Hugh Jackman.
Very true. These are all very true things.
Yes. But it's always a great pleasure for us to talk to him about really anything. I mean, baseball, the Reds, golf, but more importantly, his incredible Facebook page documenting the story of his life with his children, as he calls them, his cats, which are...
My feline collective.
Seriously, maybe the best thing on Facebook every day that I see. And a lot, it's not just how funny it is because of the cats, because we love them. I mean, and that's the name of one of his cats, but... Your writing about them makes, literally, I don't laugh out loud much, but I always do with your posts about your cats and
thank you.
How many people they've killed and confirmed kills, as you've put
they
it.
They are my Velociraptor assassin kittens. is what they are. I've trained them since the day they were born to do away with those who would dare cross me.
Which is why we've never been down there. We don't want to take a chance.
Well, I wouldn't want you to come down to... I wouldn't wish that on anybody to come down here right now.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. 157, and there is no social distancing. People.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that are the opposite of social distancing. A
lot of stuff going on. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I missed my calling on so many fronts. I'm 5'10", and all this time, or at least that's what I've been told, but clearly the actual measurement of 6 feet, which is the distance people are supposed to be staying from each other, I was wrong all along. I could be starting center for the Knicks. Easily.
Isn't that funny? It's all about perception, Emilio. All of it.
Yeah.
That's the only thing that matters.
According to the people here, 6 feet of distance, I am at least 7'5".
And that's without shoes on.
Oh, boy. All right. Here's the first sports-related question we have for you. We've talked about it on the show. We just spoke with Wick Terrell about it. Did you stay up and watch the Korean baseball organization?
I got money on the Samsung Lions.
There you go. So that, there you go. Isn't it funny how overnight there are literally tens and tens of thousands of people in this country who know something about the KBO? It's great.
Yeah, you know, obviously, the worst kept secret in the world is that I love baseball.
Yeah.
And I will keep, even though I don't watch Korean baseball, I do keep an eye on you know, things, the current events, things of that nature. And it's not like I haven't seen some baseball in Korea, but
yeah,
I did not stay up last night to watch the game. I entertained the notion, but I refrained. The only baseball that I've seen of late is I caught a replay of the Reds division winning clinching game in 2010.
Yes, the Jay Bruce walk.
The Jay Bruce walk. Off. I watched that the other day, which was fantastic.
Yeah.
And then I realized that it is not 2010 anymore.
What?
Although it could just as easily be. If you were to tell me it's 2010 right now, I'd buy it.
Yeah, all of us.
I'd do some stuff differently.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, all right. Of us again. By the way, Emilio, they have these things called DVRs now. I don't know if you've heard of them.
Yes, yes, but, yeah. But mine is filled with shows that I have not yet gotten a chance to see.
Okay.
Combined with the fact that, and these are the network shows, I've seen everything on Netflix,
yeah.
Hulu,
yeah.
Amazon.
Yeah.
I've watched everything. I've just given them nice big plugs. I'm onto Disney.
Disney Plus.
Disney Plus now.
Yeah.
I've watched all the Star Wars. I think I'm on, I think I'm watching the Computer War Tennis Shoes right now. It's basically weird.
Oh, that's a great movie.
Yeah, it's a classic. That's a classic. That's a classic.
Yeah, well, it's Kurt Russell, right?
Yeah. Yes, with Kurt Russell. Back in the early Kurt Russell days, when he was on just about every other Disney movie.
Oh, boy.
Non-animated Disney film back in the days.
This is awesome.
Yeah, we're giving all these networks lovely plugs.
Yeah.
Here, but Disney one, right. Disney one's acceptable
yeah.
for you guys. I mean,
yeah, it's all right. Yeah. Okay, next up.
Yes.
What are your thoughts on these proposals from Major League Baseball that are floating around? And, of course, with the caveat that none of us know anything about when this is going to start or, you know, really what's going to happen. But do you have, I'm sure you do, any thoughts on some of these proposals?
I don't know what you're talking about. I just saw Jay Bruce win the division for me.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Well, there's going on. I don't know what you guys are.
They're floating a thing about three divisions.
Mm. Yes, which is better than the original idea that was being floated out there. I've had the privilege to talk to a few reporters, and I've had the privilege to talk to actually been in communication with a couple of players. I'm not going to name drop anything, Puig, but I will say he's my Cuban brother. Another Cuban brother that I have over here.
Wow.
But there is a, and his situation is unique because he had not signed with anyone yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, this is cool.
Here's the thing. The original plan that was being bantied about 6 weeks ago, 5 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, I lost track of time. I have no idea. Was to play all the games in Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
That was very foolhardy.
Yes.
Anyone who's spent any time in Arizona in June, July, August, knows that it is a place where people go to spontaneously combust.
Right.
It's
correct.
It's not an atmosphere conducive to playing outdoors anything. It's 115, 112 in the
yeah.
shade. And they can't possibly play an entire season, however abbreviated it is going to be. They couldn't possibly play everything in Chase Field.
Right.
The one domed facility capable of doing anything along those lines. They were thinking about playing triple headers. That was not going to happen.
Right.
You can't expect players with families to leave their families for 4 or 5 months during the middle of this pandemic situation, this crisis, this global crisis. You can't expect them to do that. You're still expecting them to do that given the current layout. Three states, Arizona, Texas, Florida. I don't know how they're going to do it, the realignment of the divisions. I certainly it's more favorable. I do think, and this is perhaps me being the eternal optimist, and I didn't feel this way about 3 or 4 weeks ago. I am starting to feel that there will be baseball this year, however abbreviated it may be.
Yeah.
I think what you can see happening is the season not ending in October, but rather being extended into November. And playing in neutral dome stadiums so that, obviously, winter situations are not a factor. I do see something like that taking place. I see maybe 100, 120 games season mm-hmm. if they're able to pull something like that off, possibly starting around the 4th of July, because they're going to need a couple of weeks to be able to get these guys back up to speed. I don't see any baseball being played in front of fans. I don't see that happening, at least not at the outset, unless by some miracle they do discover a vaccine for a coronavirus, for this COVID-19. If they discover a vaccine and can adequately vaccinate people, then
right.
they can start having discussions about bringing fans into the stands. But I don't see them playing in front of 30, 40,000 people.
And yeah. we've talked about this. I'm fine with it. I know I am.
Yeah.
I don't care. Any sport, NBA, I don't care if there are fans there.
Right,
I really
because,
don't.
Yeah, for 98% of the people, we're all going to watch it at home.
We're watching on
anyways.
TV anyway.
Yeah,
I mean, it
and that would help with the neutral fields with domes, not having to worry about home field fans, anything like that. You just
right.
need a facility to play.
Right.
So I think that's right.
Yeah, and they're still talking about not having dugouts in the quintessential, you know, traditional way, but rather having, if they're not going to play with, you know, with people in the stands, you know, spreading the players out in the seats just behind the dugouts.
Right.
They have the distancing as well. Bullpens will be different. It'll look. It's we're in a temporary new normal.
Right. So whatever it is fine.
Going to be whatever it is going to be. Whatever it is going to be yet another new normal, and that new normal will continue to evolve because this isn't something that's just. This isn't a light switch that's going to turn off or on, I should say, immediately, and everybody's going to go back to the way things were, and we're going to see baseball in the way that it is. But I do use sports, and sports is important as a diversion for people like ourselves that are sports fanatics.
Yes.
And it is also, even if you don't follow all sports like we do, if somebody follows, and we can get to golf in a moment, people follow golf, people follow soccer, whatever the case may be. I have no informal statistics, no formal poll or anything like that, but I would imagine 60 to 70% of the people in this country in some way, shape, or form follow, keep an eye out on some sports. It is a necessary diversion, but it is not the important thing. The important thing is the health of the people here, and if they're going to talk about bringing something back sooner rather than later, it should be finding a way to be able to get kids back in schools.
Right. I agree.
That's the most important thing, because I have so many friends who, have children who are not able to attend their graduation, their prom.
Horrible.
Especially, seniors. Your senior year in high school is extremely important and delicate time.
Yep.
Extremely important, delicate time. So that is a priority. But with regard to sports, with regard to baseball, I do think we're going to have it. I don't know if we're going to have an NBA finish the season. I know they're talking about doing it in Orlando at Disney's facility there. That's about as good as an answer as from the NBA as I've
heard of. We'll find out, and whatever it turns out to be, that's what it'll be, period. So
and then the next, NHL, they don't know what they're going to do either. NHL has about the same amount of time left in the season as NBA had.
Right.
They were talking about finishing up the season and doing all the playoffs in North Dakota until they realized there's one facility in North Dakota. And a bunch of cows.
Who love, by the way, they love hockey.
Yeah.
Cows.
Oh, cows are big hockey fans.
Yes, they are.
Big, yeah.
All right, we got about 2 minutes left. Real quickly, thoughts on these two match play events coming up in golf, starting with Rory and DJ against Ricky and Matthew Wolf.
Well, I think it's a great idea. Again, it's another little diversion to give.
Yeah.
And it's not something that's going to be happening in front of thousands of people
along
those lines. But golf. When we're talking about golf, we're talking about a very different situation.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to fill a 60,000 seat stadium.
Right.
You don't have to worry about that kind of situation. The most you're going to have to worry about is the golfers, their caddies.
Yeah.
Whatever official they have with them and whatever media coverage is going to be taking place.
Far
less people to deal with than you would. So I'm a fan of it. I think it's a great idea.
Yeah.
As long as it's done safely, and obviously I trust that it will be.
Yep.
I mean, this is a season where we've seen the players, tournament, players championship canceled.
Right.
We've seen the Masters canceled for now.
Yep.
I know there's talk about possibly they've targeted a weekend in
November. Right.
November and Augusta, I don't know what to expect there.
Oh, it'll be beautiful.
I'm sure it'll be lovely. I was just in Atlanta, I was in Georgia this past November, and it was nice and cool. I enjoyed it quite.
It'll be fine. And if the weather's supposed to be bad, the membership at Augusta National will fly in new weather. I mean, that's what, they can do whatever they want. It's Augusta.
They have deep pockets in there.
Yes, they do.
They will affect the climate.
Yes, they do.
Climate change and global warming, it's all
not in Augusta.
Not in Augusta. No, they control it. They actually control it. It's just about a 1 square mile area around the golf course, and everything else is God knows what goes on there.
All right.
I like the match play idea. I think it's going to be great. I'm sure I'll watch it.
Yeah. We all will.
Of course we all will. It's a nice diversion. Better than sitting watching NBA players play video games.
Yes, and it's correct, and it's for charity. All right, we got to get out of here. You're the greatest. Please give our love to your children.
I will.
And we'll talk to you again real soon. Be safe.
Stay safe, stay inside, flatten that curve, and I'm not just talking about the one on the backside.
Hello. See you.
See you guys.
Emilio San Martin. I just love talking to him. All right, when we come back, our buddy Jeff Drummond will join us. And we'll talk Star Wars with him, I guess. Yeah. There's a lot of actually some stuff we want to talk to Jeff about. All right, TSPN Sports Radio, 1300 and 92.5.
The Drive, brought to you by Dan Cummins in Paris and Georgetown.